When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's just a generic, you know, but if you like factor in a key moment in Eagles history and try to nail those words and a Merrill impression, and we'll play it for Merrill while he's here.
The Ronnie Brown play?
Not the Ronnie Brown play. Boy, Merrill. She does have a cynical bent.
I do.
The Ronnie Brown play. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Rose.
See, I don't have favorite descriptions, but I have favorite plays. Like, well, favorite moments. Number one was the Super Bowl when they won the Super Bowl. But number two was December 19th, 2010.
Deshaun.
And that was Deshaun.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go to Rose Ellen right now. Rose Ellen, good morning to you.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to wish you guys happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays, Merry Christmas and all that.
Thank you, Rose Ellen.
To you as well.
Thank you. Merle, I have to say you are one of the greatest. Sometimes a lot of times I put the radio on to listen to you and mute the announcers, you know, for the game. But
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have an impersonation. But,
thank you. Thank you for that, too.
Yeah. You don't want to hear it. But anyway, about the Eagles, I think they're not great yet, but they are on their way. I believe, like, if Hurt gets rid of the ball quicker and doesn't throw as many interceptions, and throws more to Brown. I know that we're like a running game, but I do like the long passes to Brown. And I'd like
Jalen throws it great. Yeah, and they've got some guys that can go deep. I mean, frankly, all three of their guys can go deep.
But you know what the thing is? The thing is, not to interrupt you, the thing is Jalen has cut way down on those interceptions. People make a big difference. That pass that was picked off, and I heard you with Irving yesterday, that was a great pass. It was a great play by Trevon Diggs to come in there and intercept it. But he threw a laser to Dallas Goedert right there, and Diggs just made an amazing play. Sometimes it's a great defensive play. But when Jalen throws an interception, everyone goes nuts.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, do you realize that Patrick Mahomes now has 11 interceptions?
Got a lot, yep.
11.
Yeah, that's a ton. Hey, Rose Ellen, give me a great answer here. What was a wild thing in sports?
Well, I have a few, but I think the fans throwing snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yeah, I mean, that's up there. I mean, it was certainly different. There's no doubt about that. Rose Ellen, thanks for the call. Merrill, the broadcast, so let's get it a little bit further here into, because we have to broadcast Turkey Bowl in in a week. God, John, it's in a week. We better start preparing.
Get working.
Seltzer, get me the rosters.
Yeah, Ava, get me the rosters.
I need names. I need numbers. I need depth chart. All right. So, Merrill,
do I have to send Cindy over to quiz you?
Maybe. So, Merrill.
That might help a lot.
You have a couple signatures. The it's good. Okay. But you also have the 35-30, 25-20. So, I'm curious, in your days when you developed as a broadcaster, did you realize it's better to say 35-30, 25-20, 15-10 than, because you don't do 30-25. You don't do 20-15. Like, is that a
rhythm? Joe, you're saying that to me and I'm not even aware of it.
You do it. You never say 40-35, 30-25.
I don't know.
You say, right, James? The exact opposite.
Yeah, he does.
It's 35-30, 25-20. Even thought of that?
I've never thought of that. I'm not even aware that I do it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Most of what I do, I'm not aware of what I do it. It's just me.
I feel that way about the camera every day.
There you go. All right,
that's a great point, Joe. I know, because when I was thinking of doing an impression, I was thinking of doing that 35-30.
That's what it is.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But the one thing you have to remember is you have to concentrate. We're doing a game one time in Buffalo, And I went, he's up to the 48, because the 49, the 50,
sure.
the 51. And I actually did that once. And then I got out of it by saying, that's what happens when you're doing a game close to Canada.
That's true. Nice.
They get the bigger where the fields go to 55.
Bigger fields.
But,
I love it.
But I did that one time. You know, most of the stupid things you can do, I've done.
That's classic. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
Merle, I when I was a kid, you used to do the my mom used to listen to WWDB in the morning, and you used to do the sports updates. And I just remember, I can't remember the guy's name who was the host of the show, but he always
Win,
used to say
Win Moore. Like, Win
yeah,
Moore.
That's right.
And it was Win Moore like and Tyrone Jack Power. O'Reilly.
He used to say you look like Tyrone Power. And I would be like, Mom, who's Tyrone Power? So, and Joe, it was Frank LeMaster. It wasn't Bill Burke. Frank LeMaster had pushed the running back down on top of Joe Pisarcik when he basically laid
Merrill,
down.
Merrill, is that accurate? LeMaster?
I don't remember.
I thought it was Burgie. Are you certain,
Frank,
Ken?
They hated Frank LeMaster. They hated
Okay.
So, it could have been both of them.
Yeah, maybe it was. I had heard it was Burgie. But anyway, go ahead, Ken.
So, first of all, I mean, Eagles have, what, 7 games left? They are better than every team on their schedule.
No, I think it's 6, isn't it?
Seven. They're 8-2. Seven.
I think they've got 10 games left.
Nicely done.
Well, I'm talking about regular season.
I'm not.
So they're better than
right,
every
you're
team.
Right.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you have 7 games left.
Yeah, 7. I'm just in the playoffs. Yeah.
They're go better ahead, than every team left on their schedule. So, I mean, that's.
I don't
like
know that to be true.
Start.
Baltimore's pretty good, man.
The defense
I think if you
great.
Look at the rosters, yeah. the Eagles are better.
I think,
at least roster-wise, they're better than
I,
every
I would be careful
I like,
on that.
I agree. I agree with his point. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles will be favored.
You think they'll be favored in Baltimore?
In Baltimore.
Ooh.
No, that won't
now,
be
there is one good thing, because the Eagles are playing in L.A. Sunday night, so you'd think that's a disadvantage. Baltimore is playing in L.A. Monday night against the Chargers.
Wow.
The Battle of the Harbaugh.
Yeah. So that's actually pretty nice that it's not a huge disadvantage for the Eagles coming back to go to Baltimore. Because Baltimore has to come back from the West Coast, too.
On this Sirianni thing real quick, John continues to talk about the organizations, right? And that it's an organizational structure and Sirianni gets maybe too much credit. I'm just trying to think of any bad organizations in the NFL that win football games. I mean, we all think Kevin Stefanski.
The Bengals have been a really bad organization for a long time and had a few. They went to the Super Bowl.
Cowboys went 12-5 the last 3 years, and I don't think they're a good organization.
Well, they are the exception. I mean, the Browns are the Browns. Kevin Stefanski is a good
for the most
coach.
Part. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Saleh didn't even want to come here to be interviewed because he had to run up the turnpike to get hired by the Jets. How did that work out for him? So. I think overall, you know, part of being a good organization is hiring good coaches and
hiring good
personnel and hiring good staff. So it's just I don't think you should discount Sirianni's accomplishments as a head coach.
All right, Ken, give me something wild in sports.
Some of you guys are old enough in the studio to remember this one, but it was the 1979 disco demolition at Comiskey Park.
Already said. Give me a different answer.
Oh, it was.
Yep.
Well, then I don't have one.
All right, no problem. Ken, stay well, buddy. Always good hearing from you. Let's get to Nick right now. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Nick.
Thank you, speaker. Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to touch base on the whole Embiid thing. You know, for the last 2 years, even before the MVP season, I've always been talking with my friends and stuff, saying that we should have traded him then. But then, you know, we give him that 5-year extension. I feel like we're kind of just trapped with him now. I don't think as much you could do about it except deal with it.
So let's just get let me just, because I'm a little spun around. I think it was a 3-year extension tacked on to what?
2 years, yeah.
So it's five total.
Yeah, correct.
That's what I thought. Beginning this year, right,
total,
James?
Yeah.
God, if it was a 5-year extension tacked on to two, that'd be... Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that'd be a little ridiculous. Jesus. I don't see the point of training them now. I mean, you know, we're already dealing with the frustration. I mean, what's the point of dealing with more frustration of trying to rebuild a whole other team?
Well,
and,
the point
you know,
is you're probably going to...
guys on the team now, well, McCain.
Well, Nick, hold on. The point is you're probably going to trade him at some point. And if you feel like you're not going to win a title with him, the theory is begin the rebuilding process
you
sooner than later.
You still think they can. You're clinging to that.
I think
you
they can. I don't think they will, but I think they can. Yes.
In this with a conference with the Celtics in it.
Look, we're down to about we're down to
indignation.
We're down to about a 3%.
It was no, yeah. Actually, James, no. You misinterpreted. It wasn't indignation. It was shock.
No, I understand
that he would think that.
I understand. I'm not firm, Nick, in this. I don't have great, you know, belief, but I also know we haven't yet seen, and we may never. But if we do, we haven't yet seen Embiid healthy with Paul George and Maxey. Like, we just haven't seen it yet. And I'd like to see that.
Does he have the will? Does he have the will to
yeah, to get, see how that unfolds?
To get that all together.
I think
like
he
to get
wants
that
to.
Realized.
He may not have the will.
Tyrese and yeah. Paul George and Joel. Here we are, arrival, all on the court. Like work together for a month to try to see how where it goes and how we can improve this thing.
Here's
what
I'll say,
John. It really does feel like it's going to be thrown together.
Well,
still slapped together at the last minute because because it's going to be the litany of injuries for one or the other
of course.
All three, and
of course.
Then by the time it's all said and done, it will be oh. Woe is us. We didn't make the most of this opportunity.
No, I get it. Hey, Nick, I need an answer from you. What was wild in sports?
I'm going to have to go with the A.J. Brown moment. Him up and quitting midfield and taking his jersey off is pretty crazy.
Antonio, you mean?
That's
you said
Antonio.
AJ, Antonio Brown.
Antonio
that
Brown.
Was wild.
It was.
Just walking off the field.
Now, sadly, it may have been related to you know, brain issues, but that was wild. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, more with Merrill as he stays with us till 10. The impersonations that will come in on Time's Yours. Reminder, and if you got to get an impersonation in about Merrill, get it in quickly because we got to retrieve this audio off our phone system. So get that in. The Time's Yours line, 215-238-4500. We'll see who has the best impression by the end of the show. Also, the Embiid poll results. Do people want him gone? What the results show, we'll tell you next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie. Big day from Cheekies and Pete's Birds at the half today on 94 WIP.